Torah 101, we welcome you back. As we carry on in the Parasha Shemot, names, the names of the sons of Israel that came to Egypt with Jacob. Book of Exodus, or correctly, the Book of Shemot, chapter 1 of Shemot, Exodus, verse 18, where we read, the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and demanded of them, "Why have you done this and let the boys live?" The midwives answered Pharaoh, "It's because the Hebrew women aren't like the Egyptian women. They go into labor and give birth before the midwife arrives." Therefore, God prospered the midwives, and the people continued to multiply and grow very powerful. So the Jewish women are giving birth rapidly. We believe that it was a supernatural act, that the Jewish women were giving birth and giving birth to multiple babies at once, twins, triplets. And so the midwives explain this to Pharaoh. God prospered the midwives, it says, and the people continued to multiply and grow very powerful. Indeed, verse 21, because the midwives feared God, he made them founders of families. Verse 22, then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people. Every boy that is born, throw in the river, but let all the girls live. So now the edict from Pharaoh becomes more broad. The Mishnah tells us that he issued this decree upon the Egyptians as well, because on the day Moses was born, his astrologers told Pharaoh, "Today the one who will save them has been born, but we do not know whether from the Egyptians or from the Israelites, but we see that he will ultimately be smitten through water." Therefore, the commentary says, on that day he issued a decree also upon the Egyptians. As it is said, every son who is born, and it does not say who is born to the Hebrews. They did not know, however, that Moses would ultimately suffer because of the water of Meribah. In other words, he wouldn't be allowed to enter the Holy Land because of the sin of striking the rock for water rather than speaking to it and having water come. So water here at the beginning of the life of Moses in an act of salvation, but then later it will be kind of his undoing. Water, the issue of water. Interesting connection given to us from the Mishnah. Chapter 2, verse 1, a man from the family of Levi. Took a woman also descended from Levi as his wife, a Levitical family. When she conceived and had a son, upon seeing what a fine child he was, she hid him for 3 months. This is speaking of course, Moses being born. Again from the Mishnah, It tells us that when Moses was born, the entire house was filled with light. Verse 3, when she could no longer hide him, she took a papyrus basket, coated it with clay and tar, put the child in it, and placed it among the reeds on the riverbank. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe in the river, while her maids in attendance walked along the riverside. Spotting the basket among the reeds, she sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and looked inside, and there in front of her was a crying baby boy. The ancient sages believed that the woman was so surprised by the baby because the Shekinah was with him. The Shekinah, glory of God, was upon the baby. Moved with pity, she said, "This must be one of the Hebrews' children." At this point, verse 7, his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Would you like me to go and find you one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" So there was a delay here, I might add, in finding a woman to nurse the baby Moses. The ancients believed that she had taken him around to many Egyptian women to nurse, but he did not nurse because he was, quote, destined to speak with the Shekinah, the glory of God, destined to speak to him. So it had to be a Hebrew woman. Verse 8, Pharaoh's daughter answered, "Yes, go." So the girl went and called the baby's own mother. Moses' mother receives back her baby. Only God could do it. Verse 9, Pharaoh's daughter told her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will pay you for doing it." The ancient sages believed that Pharaoh's daughter was prophesying, though she had no idea what she was saying, ultimately, because this is exactly what would take place. The child would go away, and Egypt paid for Moses' deliverance of the people of Israel as they left. The Jewish people received the wealth of Egypt as they were delivered. Then when the child had grown some, verse 10, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she began to raise him as her son. She called him Moshe, which means to draw out or pull out, explaining, "because I pulled him out of the water." Now, the name Moshe is believed to be a Hebrew name, taken from the Hebrew word to draw out. Others believe it has Egyptian origin because it was an Egyptian woman that named him. Nonetheless, the name is beautiful, and it will be the name of the deliverer who will come, who's now a baby, but will be drawn out and will draw out his people from the jaws of slavery and suffering in Egypt. Torah 101.